Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seats for School Talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is School Talk. You have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today you will make another decision, so make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes! Woo! School Talk has arrived! Come on, let's go! On School Talk, we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen, or your pad, or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. You will be attached. This is School Talk.
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name's not Emerson, and I know you're not either, but welcome to School Talk. Our main line is, of course, as always, 244-9234. That's 244-WBDG. But guess what?
What?
You can't call in today.
You can't.
Because we have a special guest on the line, which we will get to in just a moment. We got, of course, our producer,
hey.
Daniela Giaconda.
How's it going?
State finalist, Daniela Giaconda.
That's me.
Behind the board. We've got our man in the corner, but he's not in a corner today because we upgraded him to man in the second chair.
That's right.
It is, of course, Jeremiah Day. Good morning.
Morning. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. We got our cast of characters in the studio, so you won't hear from them, but they are here as well. And, of course, we're going to get to our guest here in just a couple moments. But one person we don't have this morning is Emerson. So he's on assignment this morning. So we may hear from him during the show, but... he's on assignment, so we'll get to that in a little bit. What's going on in that, that thing over there? Oh, that's it.
The Riley Hospital Dance Marathon at Ben Davis is from 6 to 10 p.m. on April 21st. And then the following weekend, right after that, we have the WBDG 5252 Marathon, which is April 27th through the 28th. So 40.
And there may be some dancing there as well.
Oh, yeah.
During the marathon. Sure.
Which is 40 straight hours of radio craziness. We got special guests, prize giveaways, great music, and sleep-deprived DJs. All of that stuff combined makes for a fun weekend. Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. And, of course, we have School Talk with Emerson, which is what you're listening to right now. And that's every Friday at 7:30 a.m. And we replay Sundays at 2 p.m.
And we have our special guest on the line. We'll get to her in just a second.
And Ben Davis Baseball on WBDG. That's April 10th, Lawrence Central at Ben Davis. That's at 5:30 p.m. If you want to see our full broadcasting schedule for the baseball, go ahead and check it out on Twitter.
Yeah, we have it on the Twitter machine. We also have it on Facebook as well. We've done something a little bit different than we've done in the past. We've actually separated out our Twitter and Facebook now, so they're two different entities. So it seems like people are more engaged with our Facebook page now that it's not just simply... like a extra Twitter.
Right.
So that's kind of cool. We're also looking at other forms of social media as well. So that's what's over there on that. Again, we have our guest on the phone line. We'll get to her in just one more second. But I did want to take a moment this week and talk about a couple things that happened here in Indianapolis. Of course, earlier this week, you had, of course, the crazy weather.
It's I don't even know.
I know. It's like one day it's 55 and sunny, and then we get 6 inches of snow, and then it all melts away, and then it's, you know,
yeah.
It's just crazy.
Like, this morning's really nice,
yeah.
But yesterday was not.
Yeah, and then, of course, also, this is our first week back from spring break, so what did you guys do anything special over spring break?
I went to Tennessee.
Tennessee?
Yep, that was fun.
I stayed home though, but Sunday I did go to a concert. It was fun, but other than that, I just really stayed home and enjoyed time with the family.
I just hung out at the homestead. That's all I did. So it was a very relaxing couple of weeks, and it's always nice to kind of get rejuvenated. And congratulations! I know we're the Ben Davis station, but congratulations to Warren Central's basketball team for winning state. That was pretty cool. great team over there on the east side. So winning both the boys and the girls are going to be honored at the Pacers game, I think, tonight.
Oh, wow.
So it's pretty cool. And then also earlier this week, and certainly in a totally different note, was the 50th anniversary of Dr. Martin Luther King's assassination. It's not really an anniversary. It's a commemoration of Dr. Martin Luther King's assassination. But also the 50th anniversary of Robert F. Kennedy's speech at Martin Luther King Jr. Park. Back then, it was just a vacant lot at 17th and Broadway, but now a city park. They're trying to make it into a national monument, which is really cool, and I think they're going to get that done. But of course, his amazing speech. Emerson is in from assignment, but that amazing speech that he gave there was just something that and Indianapolis got a lot of coverage from that. Of course, Representative John Lewis, one of my personal heroes, was here speaking as well, and several dignitaries. They presented John Lewis with the Kennedy King Initiative Trailblazer Award, which is like, you know, he should get it every year.
Right.
But tremendous individual and very inspiring speech. And we just wanted to bring note to that. Emerson, what's up?
Good morning.
Good morning. You were on assignment?
Yeah.
That's what we said.
I don't like the weather either. I love spring break.
I know.
I love John Lewis.
Yeah.
I heard his speech. I wasn't there. Heard it on Facebook.
It was pretty cool.
It was definitely.
I mean,
cool.
He did. It's amazing to have somebody of his stature. And what I didn't realize is that he had organized that entire rally.
No, I didn't know
for
that.
RFK. I heard him. President Obama released a video in commemoration of Dr. King's 50th anniversary of his assassination, and he talked to John Lewis in the video, and it was quite amazing. And if you get a chance to see it, I think it's on the Obama Foundation's Facebook page. But it was really awesome to see those two sit down and talk about Dr. King and his legacy. But also, he asked John Lewis where he was when he heard about Dr. King's assassination, and John Lewis said he was in Indianapolis. Wow. And that's when he heard about it. And of course, most people may not be familiar with the story because it did happen 50 years ago. It was something my parents told me about. But
I was 13.
RFK was doing a campaign. He was campaigning for president, was on a swing through Indiana, had been in South Bend, been in Muncie, and was supposed to finish his day here in Indianapolis with a rally at 17th and Broadway. And they, obviously, during the day, Dr. King had been assassinated in Memphis. It wasn't the day of social media. I mean, things like that now, you would hear about it almost instantaneously. But it was before social media, and Senator Kennedy was tasked with announcing to the crowd that had gathered there that Dr. King had been assassinated. And he did so and gave one of the greatest speeches in American history. The speech, actually, an excerpt from it, is on his gravesite in Washington, D.C., if you go there and see that. And it's one of the most famous speeches in U.S. history. It calmed the city of Indianapolis. There weren't riots here where there were riots in other cities. It calmed the city. And it was truly something that we should celebrate here in the city. Now they have a beautiful memorial there, the Landmark for Peace Memorial, which is partially made of melted down guns that were confiscated that had been used. And I think they were turned in. I think they were part of that. Pacers, okay. I think, paid a part of it. I looked up but it's a beautiful memorial. It's at 17th and Broadway now. You can go there at the Kennedy King Park and take a look at it. But I know they're moving towards getting that designated as a national memorial.
We ain't done that yet? Really?
Right. Yeah. And really, you know, all in all, I think over the last few years, that memorial's been there 24 years, I think, now.
At least.
And I think it's kind of cool to see it finally being something our city plays up, you know, not plays up, that's the wrong word, but something that is, you know, it's, hey, we've got this cool thing here in the city. So
It is awesome.
Well, on the phone, we're going to switch gears here. Maybe even Counselor Marilyn Feaster can tell us, because, you know, she's in the know. She's a city county counselor and all. She can tell us more about any of that progress with the National Memorial. I know it's not in her district, but it is something that I know the city county council's been working on and other things. So welcome to the show, Counselor Marilyn Feaster. How are you?
I am doing wonderfully this morning. How are you?
We're doing great. Anything to add on that, commemoration from Wednesday?
Not that, but as you were talking, I kind of flipped back in my own mind because I was in Memphis, Tennessee in February during Black History Month and went to the Civil Rights Museum there. And that is built around the motel where Dr. King was shot. And it is just an amazing, experience. It took 2 hours, and I probably should have taken longer, but it took 2 hours to go through. Just a lot of history there, a lot of background that kind of fleshed out things that I knew superficially. So I encourage everybody to go and see that. It is really an amazing thing.
That is so true. And I'm so glad to talk. We haven't talked to you in a long time. How you been doing?
I've been doing fine. I've been just running the rails here and sometimes running in circles. Well, but
we know you've been busy.
Things under control.
You know you've been busy. So there's a lot of things going on in the city and that we want to talk about. So I want you to give us an update. Job fairs, you've been doing those every year, doing job fairs and
yep,
everything.
This is my 15th year to do a job fair.
I'm not counting, but go ahead.
I know. I just couldn't believe it either, but I've got great folks that support me. Lakeview Church has been absolutely wonderful about making their space available and having the staff to get everything in place. And Paulette Gardner, who just retired from the Hawthorne Center, and she's been working with me, and she is absolutely wonderful. I could not do this without her. So together, we have assembled 65 different employers, and they're going to be at the job fair on April the 10th.
Hey.
Each one of those 65 employers has a minimum of 15 job openings. So there's upwards of over 1,000 job openings to look for. So I encourage everybody, if you are looking for a job or if you are looking to upgrade your job, come and see us on April the 10th from 10 to 2. And that is at Lakeview Church, which is 47 Beachway Drive. Great big church you can see from 465.
It is a pretty church.
Pardon?
It is a pretty church.
It is. It's not only pretty, but it's great because they have great people there.
Yeah, that's true. They do. They do a lot of community work. When I back in my one of the jobs that I had, so many jobs. I lost track of how many jobs I've had. I'm gonna do a speech on jobs. You know, I've had a lot of them. You know, trying to find that dream job. But one of the jobs I had when I worked for Bart Peterson was the faith-based coordinator, and I worked with that church as it worked with the community. Awesome, awesome community partners. I know what you mean.
So it's. A friend of mine used to say, working together works, and I think Lakeview Church is a prime example of that.
Well, it's true. It ain't broke, don't fix it, and that's one thing. That's one thing that you do as part of our community. And how long you been, I'm not telling your age, but how long you been a city county council?
This is my 15th year.
So she said 15th year job fair. 15, I thought so.
Yeah, you know. That was one of the first initiatives because at the time I came in, I knew that people were looking for jobs. People were hurting.
Mm-hmm.
They're hurting now, but I think they were hurting a lot more way back then. So it was kind of an evolution for me. Did cold calling to get the businesses on board the first time.
That's tough.
Yeah, it was tough.
That's tough.
I will say I worked on this every day for 6 weeks. To put it together, but it was well worth my while. And so when I saw the reaction of the community, I thought to myself, I'm just going to pledge to do this every year as long as I'm a counselor.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and you know, the jobs, certainly counselor, is something that don't have a political affiliation. I mean, everybody wants that paycheck. They want to be able to support their family. And so this is one of those initiatives that it doesn't really matter what side of the political aisle you fall on. This is one of those things that everybody can embrace.
Absolutely. And when I'm serving as a counselor, I take my party hat off. I'm a counselor. I'm there to serve in every capacity that I can.
Is it tough? I mean, I'm going to get probably crazy in a minute, but I know, man, I understand. I understand. I got a GED. I understand politics, but is it tough sometimes just trying to do the right thing for folks to do the right thing regardless of what your political party is that so tough sometimes?
I'll tell you this. It is tough sometimes to know what the right thing is. And that is gathering all the facts. Mm-hmm. And your students are learning that you need to gather all the facts before you come to a conclusion.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes that means talking to people that you may not know.
Right, right.
To get the information that you need to make the right decision.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Sometimes right is right. Sometimes right hurts. But
well, and that's true. Sometimes it's really obvious what the right thing is, and it may not be popular, and you have to do it anyway.
Yeah.
But it is important to get all the facts. Mm-hmm. So I urge your students to take heed.
It's now we do have students that listen to the show, and sometimes they're trying to figure out what they want to do with their life. Did you decide you want to go into politics?
Oh, no. Oh, my goodness, no. I've been around a day or two.
Mm-hmm.
I was a young mother when Dr. King was shot. And so that kind of gives my age away. But my life has kind of careened from one thing to another in many respects. And when I came to Indiana, I was in sales. I was a sales manager trainer.
Get out of here.
And, had the whole state, traveled Indiana, really enjoyed the people here. The Hoosier hospitality is no lie. So I decided I wanted to settle down here. And after I left that job, I went into the Secretary of State's office. I was the controller there and took a break. After I got remarried and then ended up in the Wayne Township Trustees Advisory Board. That was my first political position.
Mm-hmm.
And then they, when they redistricted in the year 2000, they came to me and said, there's going to be a new district created with this, the new district lines, and they asked me if I wanted to run, and I said yes. And so in 2003, I became a counselor, or 2004, I was sworn in January 1st. So I've been doing this for a while.
Now, being born in Pennsylvania and living in Ohio, is it tougher living in those two states than Indiana?
It was. It was tough living in Pennsylvania, let me tell you.
Yeah.
The job situation there. And I think that's what made me so aware of looking for a job, because the steel mills were shutting down then, and jobs were very scarce. And being a young mother with, children to provide for, I was very aware of jobs and how important they were. So kind of set my mind for the rest of my life.
I was going to say that. I was. You took the words right out of my mouth. God, boy, that's what I was going to say. Because it seemed like your childhood and your upbringing forged where you was going to go as an adult, and that's so huge, because a lot of kids just don't know what they want to do when they get out of high school. Even though they say, I'm going to college, but then they still get lost.
Yeah.
But it seems like your childhood and the way you was brought up has it took you in that direction. Probably with Wayne Township Trustees. I mean, that's nothing but helping people.
That is.
I mean, on that board.
And I am so blown away by the things that Ben Davis Schools offer in terms of, like, Area 31 is a very unique thing for me, mm-hmm. because when I was in high school, things like that were not available. So just taking advantage of some of that stuff is just amazing.
No, I can. You're preaching to the choir to me on that one, because I tell these kids all the time, my hometown was Terre Haute, Indiana, and I was a high school dropout, and I got my GED while I was in the Marine Corps. But I swear up and down on 10, 4, 5, 30 big old books of stuff that if Terre Haute North or South or Terre Haute period had a radio program back in 1972 when I quit high school, I would have stayed in high school and did radio. But we didn't have this.
Yeah.
I went, Miss Pacer wouldn't have it. Give me a connection.
I know. Man, and I did have it, because this is what I did when I was in high school. Of course, we weren't a part of Area 31 back in the Stone Tablet days, but when I was in high school. But it was still pretty cool to be a part of the program and learn about radio and things from Paul Mendenhall, who's still on the air on another station. Counselor, I know right now people are concerned about a lot of things, but one thing that keeps popping up literally and figuratively are potholes, certainly in the area. I know you probably get a lot of calls about them. And I know one thing that really has been a problem and is the potholes on the interstates. But why isn't that something that the Mayor's Action Center and the City County Council is can do anything about?
Well, we can do something about it, but the weather has to help. And so each day when I call in potholes, I'm told, well, if it's snowing or if it's raining, if it's snowing, the crews are out plowing. Excuse me, and if it's raining, the pothole mixture has to be able to adhere to stick to the pothole when it's put in there. And so the water forms a barrier, and, you know, it's just going to go in and come right back out again. So the crews are out. I drove 10th Street yesterday. 10th Street has been a big source of complaints to my office, and 10th Street was patched. So it's still rough, but it's certainly not the potholes not the craters that it was a few days ago.
Well, and I was kind of trying to set you up, too, because I know that the city county council and the city don't take care of 465, because I know a lot of people have gripes about the potholes on 465. I know Daniela, for example, I know we've talked about the potholes on 465.
Yeah. We've talked about them quite a lot.
But that's NDOT. Right, yep. That takes care of those. So I was trying to set you up for that one. But
well, and I grumbled about the potholes on I-465 yesterday when I was driving. But yes, you're right. It is NDOT. But I will say this. There is an app, and I'm going to give away my age, because apps are not my first go-to. But I know that it is for your students. There is an app called Request Indy, and it is free. You can download it on your phone, your tablet, you know, whatever device you have, and you can report potholes, you can report streetlights out, you can report dead animals, you can report just about anything that the city services cover 24/7 through Request Indy. I urge everybody, please report these potholes.
And don't assume that somebody else reported it, because it may be you, maybe the first one. And they do react to those. I know there was a station that did an investigative report on those things, but they do really react to those. So
they do, absolutely. When you see on TV the little red dots that they're showing where all the pothole reports are, that is from that system.
At this point, the whole thing looks red.
I'm sitting there. I'm turning red. I hit one of those potholes on 10th Street, and it was one of the potholes that wasn't reported yet, and it busted my tire, and it blew out my light.
Oh, no.
And I did do a tort claim, but I was one of the many, many people that got denied.
Yeah.
And then
thousands.
And the reason I got denied was because the pothole has not been reported before.
Yep. That's exactly right.
That It don't make no sense.
Well, it's a legal thing, and when you have attorneys involved, I don't know if any of your students are going to law school, but
I'm trying to find me a lawyer now, you know, and then I did check, and it was the law, and it just didn't make no sense.
It don't make no sense.
How was I supposed to know that the pothole was never reported when I hit it? I didn't know that it reached up and grabbed my car. You know,
yeah.
I wasn't bothering nobody. I was driving down 10th Street and reached up and grabbed my car, busted my wheel out my headlight. Well,
and I had a situation. I didn't hit it, but I saw it, and it was on down on the south side, right at 465 and 31, and right off the interstate. I mean, just right off the interstate. So, you know, coming off 465, the exit ramp onto 31, you know, it's always busy through there.
Yeah.
And it was really backed up that night, and it was pouring down rain. So I get off there on US 31, and I'm starting to go south, and I'm seeing these cars, and they're just hitting. I mean, this, I think if you looked down in the pothole, you would have seen the center of the earth. It was really deep. So I went on Request Indy, and I clicked on that spot and tried to report it, and it said, oh, nope, this is an NDOT pothole. So then I went over to NDOT, because if it is a state road or a road that's not a city street, it's probably maintained by NDOT. So the Request Indy app will even tell you, nope, you need to call NDOT. So I did that and reported that in NDOT's app, which isn't nearly as easy to use as Request Indy.
Yeah.
So that is really an awesome app that the Mayor's Action Center, Request Indy. I don't know who did that. I think it was a Mayor Ballard initiative previous, but they really did a nice job with that app.
And there's a new, I don't want to say app, but a new system that's coming online called Shift Indy.
Okay.
That is a source of information. The IT department for the city has really done a major job and a stellar job of moving a lot of things onto online, and you can request these services or see a lot of things that are going on that you may not otherwise know about.
There's so many cool things too on online with the city's website. I know I went to the assessor's website, and you can go back and see what your neighborhood looked like in 1940. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's so cool. You can see the maps, and mine was cornfields and stuff in 1940.
Well, you can register to vote online now.
Yes, hey. IndianaVoters.com.
Absolutely, vote. And be aware that voter registration ends on April the 9th for the primary. So if you haven't registered to vote yet, please go online and do that.
And, by the way, the registrations, statewide, they do a purge every so often to find voters that have moved or, you know, they're not active anymore, unfortunately, have passed away.
They're not active anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
So you might want to go on and just check on IndianaVoters.com to make sure, especially if you haven't voted in a while, to make sure that your registration is still good. And then it takes literally 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Or
if you have moved since you voted last.
Right.
Go and update your information.
Yeah, because they won't catch up with you. You have to actually go and register and make sure you take your photo ID to the polls with you, too.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, those potholes, they'll catch up with you, though. I'm still fuming. I'm sorry, Marilyn. I'm still fuming. I'm having a pity party up here.
Well, I had a pity party, too. I hit a hole that I had reported, and that was right after I talked to the director of the Department of Public Works about the pothole in the area that I hit. It was after I got it all fixed. It was funny, but it wasn't funny at the time at all.
Yeah, right. I got so mad when the pothole was reported. I was gonna park my car and wait for it to become a hole again and run over it, and then file a tort claim saying, "Was it reported this time?" That don't.
It don't make no sense. It don't make no sense.
Madam, we appreciate everything you're doing. Job fair coming up. Give me some more information. Date, what time we're at?
Okay, I'll repeat it. It is April the 10th.
April 10th?
From 10 to 2.
10 to 2.
Lakeview Church, come and see me and the 65 different companies that are there.
That's huge.
That are looking for you if you are looking for a job.
Just and just real quick, you mentioned that you take your party hat off, and I want to credit you because I still remember in, I think it was 2012, when the Democrat caucus was sworn in, you were the representative from the GOP there, and you were the only one there, and I still remember that. So it is absolutely true. You practice what you preach in that case.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
And we appreciate you. So you already know, anytime you got something going on that we don't know about it, we need to know about it. You got the free access to the telephone. You got free access to show up at the big window and say, and bum rush the show for something during the week. You know, you contact Mr. Easter. But you already know your way around Wayne Town. So you know who to talk to.
All right.
You're the woman.
Well, you know what? I'm in that age where they, so I'm going to put that in my back pocket.
That's right. Well, you use it because you are the woman.
All right.
And we appreciate everything that you do for the citizens of Indianapolis, Indiana.
All right. Well, come
15.
See me April 10th.
Sounds good. Thank you for calling in. We love you.
All right. You guys take care. Have a great day.
So cool. You too. She's cool.
Counselor Marilyn Feaster.
She's cool. I mean, not a lot of folks want to talk to those kids all the time, you know. But she's consistent when it comes to trying to communicate with the community.
Well, there are city county counselors in general. I know a lot of them on both sides of the aisle, and they're all people that are concerned about their city. They really are. From President Ossoli to former President Lewis to Zach Adamson, the vice president, to Mike McQuillan, to Councilor Feaster, to Councilor McHenry, all of those counselors, they're great individuals. Absolutely. And they're really concerned about their city and their community.
Yeah.
And things are going well in the council right now.
They can go fix those potholes, new president. That's a whole new show. I'll get kicked off the airway if I had a pothole show.
It is tough. It's like, you know, and to be fair to the mayor, it's like whack-a-mole out there.
You whack a car.
Yeah, because there's one, I swear, it just popped up yesterday on Tensure.
And you got
where
it.
I live.
I know the police officers are having a field day. Can you imagine here this Friday night, 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning? You're out patrolling for drunk drivers, and here's this guy weaving up and going down the street. Is he a drunk driver?
Or is he avoiding
potholes? There you go. See? That's what I'm saying. See?
Yeah.
It's definitely me. I don't drink, so I'm definitely dodging I don't be a whack-a-mole or a car-mo.
You know, instead of driving on the left side of the road, we drive what's left on the road.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I
go down
the
center line. I drive down the center line. He said, "What's he going? I'm avoiding the potholes."
Yeah.
And the people going so fast behind you, you start going slow, and they get mad because you're going slow, and they start going fast. You see a driver. Then you see them on the side of the road with a flat. I wasn't laughing, was I?
No,
I wasn't laughing. But unfortunately. Anyway, welcome back, students.
Yeah.
And we're 4 minutes over. I don't know what that means, but but I'm so glad to see you guys. Hope you guys enjoyed your break. I know I heard a little bit of the intro. You enjoy your break?
I did. I had a good time.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah? What'd you do?
I went to Tennessee.
I heard that.
Right.
Yeah. Mrs., what'd you do?
I sat at home. I went to the... Okay. Hey, I did go out to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Hey.
And every time I go there, I'm just amazed.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's so many cool things. There's always... You know, and anytime I can go see the old cars and the museum, they had a thing on the engines of the 500, and you got to actually like hear the old Offenhauser engines and it was really cool. So I know they're starting something with the Unsers coming up too. That's going to be pretty cool. So I always enjoy going to IMS.
I like the wall with all the people that have won.
Yes. And the trophies that's still the most awesome trophy in sports, I think. With all the little silver faces on it.
That is so cool. It's kind of
it's creepy. In a way, it's creepy. But it is. It's one of the most awesome trophies in sports because it's so unique, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
It's very unique. No other trophy like it.
Mm-mm.
That thing's like a celebrity, too, in May, because it goes everywhere. You know, they have two people that escort that trophy, that drive it around. And
wow.
Yeah.
That is creepy. I mean, these little itty-bitty. I first saw it. I worked out there when I was a state trooper between 79 and 85, and I saw it up close. And it looked real, these little heads of the race car driver. Ooh, it's got mumps. And why's that thing got the mumps?
You know. Tony Kanaan, he had my favorite quote of all time, because he's like, I'm finally going to get my ugly face on that trophy, when he won in 2013. And he said, now it has an extra handle, because, you know, he's got the big nose. He said it. TK is awesome.
That's pretty cool. You can't laugh at yourself. You can't laugh at yourself.
That is a good point.
What is it really?
You never laugh at yourself, do you?
Oh, every day. I keep my blood pressure bad. I wake up, go in the bathroom, and just start laughing. You know, when I can't find my blood pressure medicine, I just go find the mirror and start laughing. So, y'all don't believe that, do you? that don't make no sense. I feel bad today, so I'm gonna go find me a mirror and start laughing.
it don't make no sense.
Do what you got to do to keep your spirits high. Don't do drugs. Don't do drugs. No, your brain. That one commercial when they're cooking that one egg in that skillet. This is skillet. This is eggs in the skillet. How that commercial go? Y'all seen that commercial? This is your brains on drugs. It's a skillet with an egg in it, and it's frying. And they said, this is your brain on drugs. And you're seeing this egg.
I remember.
Then you see this. You just see this egg frying in the skillet. That's your brain on drugs. Hmm. Any questions? Yeah, where's the bacon? Now, that don't make no sense. I get you guys clap.
We're over time.
Okay, well, let's get them out of here. To the parents and to the teachers. Our students have so much to give. You got to teach them to be effective in themselves and others. What you give out, what you're going to be giving back. And students, remember, your future is in the hand of the ones you hang with. It's okay to be a copycat. Just copy the right cat, like Marilyn Feaster, like my producer, Daniela, like Miss Teresa, my man in the corner, Jeremiah. What's going on? High five. The kids are back in school. Look out, parents. They're going to school to learn something, because they could go all the way. Hey, young man, be a man. Pull up your pants. I can't stand sagging. It's 2018. It's over. It's over. It's over. Over, 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 over. Pull them up. Pull them up. The views expressed in schools are necessary. The views of Wayne Township, not all the views of the staff or the school board or the principal. The Emerson views of my guests. So welcome back, students, to 2018. You're back in school, and welcome back to School Talk.
Thanks to McDonald's, Tenth and Girls School, underwriter for the marathon.
On the bomb, Mickey D's in the house. Love it.